Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to our 12th podcast on teaching humanity remotely. Today, as I said I would last time, we're continuing the discussion on building good character. This subject came up because parents have written to me via my website. Again, that's learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com. And really, I'm trying to encapsulate a few different questions from various families, but basically, I see the questions really all relating the large umbrella of how do we develop decency in our children and good character. And so again, I always feel like I need to repeat this because children learn what we teach them. Our children will grow and they'll wind up being teenagers and they'll be fresh and we'll be like, how did that happen? And the real reason that happened, it's not because of parents, it's because of a society that displays behaviors without having intention, without thinking about acting and behaving before the action and before the behavior. So a lot of what children learn are kind of incidental. If I, let's say, murmur something negative under my breath as I'm driving and I don't think that my young children are hearing it, and lo and behold, a little bit later throughout the week or a month later, they say something. I'm like, where did they learn that? And in fact, they might have learned it from me, but I didn't think that they were learning it because I knew that I wasn't teaching it intentionally. So again, we have to be very careful about what we model, how we are as adults when we're not intentionally trying to teach our children, when we're just like getting by. And then, of course, we need to forgive ourselves for those mishaps. When we notice that we're behaving in a way that we don't want our children to learn, at the appropriate time, perhaps at dinner time or before bed, you can bring it up. Lots of times parents and teachers want to discuss things with children and they don't quite know how. And so a lot of the books, I think all of the books in which I've written, really give the opportunity for the adult to kind of learn how to just talk with children. And it's no one's fault. You know, I was listening to a news show and the anchors were saying, boy, you know, based on this pandemic and so many children are learning through a hybrid model or home completely, the anchor people are saying, oh, we have such appreciation for teachers. That's why they have to go to school for so long. So yes, it is true that teachers do learn certain skills and have a certain kind of expertise, but many teachers don't learn how to communicate with children in this particular way either. This is just something that, you know how like people have specialties? You can be a jewelry maker, but maybe you only like to work with beads or stones or only with gold or silver. For me personally, learning how to speak with children, I would say, has been my interest for my entire life. And so I feel like I've cultivated a kind of specialty. And I think the ingredient, the most important ingredient, is to be real with them. You know, certain teachers I'd walk by and they would have like a teacher voice. I don't have a teacher voice. I'm just talking. I'm talking from my heart. That's critical. I'm vulnerable. I'm willing to show that I make mistakes and that I look at the mistake as the invitation for a learning opportunity, for the next learning. We're all in this together. And I think the vulnerability of, yes, I'm the grown-up and yes, I might be in charge, but that doesn't mean I know everything. What it means is that we're all in it together. And I'm a grown-up that shows vulnerability and shows my own humanity in a kind of humbleness of being a learner. So let's talk about ways in which we can build character. Last week we spoke about lying. That's not building character. The reason we shouldn't be lying, let me be clear. And we spoke about if we're sorry, we change our behavior. So what we're doing is these natural events or activities happen. Children naturally might say they're sorry and not really mean it, or they might say they're sorry and do the same behavior over and over again, and no one's holding them to be accountable to say, whoa, slow down, you're sorry? How do I know that you're sorry? Oh, mommy, you know that I'm sorry because I changed my behavior. That's the key. So really, a lot of what I teach is holding children accountable. And parents are giving me feedback, and teachers are as well, saying that that's what they really like. When you're a teacher and you have 20 to 25 children or 30 in your classroom, you don't always have time to give feedback. What I would do is I would have snack with my children, and we would all be sitting at one big round table, and I would bring it up. That would be the conversation, as if it wasn't the only thing that we were learning. But I would say something like, you know, I noticed this today, and I saw that when Sally said that she was sorry and she did the same thing over and over again, boys and girls, or Sally, I might say, what was missing there? And then Sally could say, I didn't change my behavior, so it didn't look like I was sorry. So I'll be more mindful about that. Children can learn that languaging if you model it and if you say this is important. The other thing I wanted to say was, as we are teaching children what we want them to learn, we're going to start to be mindful about teaching them how to build character. And one way we could really do that is through building friendships. Because if you are a good friend, a friend that other people want to be friends with, there's some really decent behavior there. There's some really positive character there. Let's think if that's true. Are we going to want to be friends with a bully? No. We might be afraid of a bully. We might pretend to like the bully because it's easy. It makes everything peaceful. But do you really want to be friends with a bully? No, I don't think so. So when you have real quality friendships, and we'll talk about bullying at another date, but when you have real quality friendships, those quality friendships are absolutely incorporating, including some very positive character traits. Let's see if that's true. Okay, if I'm a good friend, do I need to learn how to compromise? I think I do, right? Compromising means it's a give and take. We agree to disagree. It's not always one way. Does that include being flexible? It does include being flexible. If I'm a good friend, do I learn empathy? Do I start feeling not just it always being my way, but I can see from it, I put myself in that other person's point of view, I see it from their perspective. I think all these qualities, empathy, compassion, flexibility, all these build character, and they can be talked about. You can say, your child can have a play date, and you can say, I noticed when you shared your toy, that made Jimmy really happy. How did that make you feel? And your child's allowed to say, well, I felt really frustrated because I was always sharing and, you know, Jimmy never shared any of his toys. And then you'd have a discussion about, well, what could you have done differently? Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't want to get involved because I thought I wanted to give you the opportunity to have a learning lesson, see if you could settle it. What would you do next time? Next time I would say, listen, we really need to share because it's not fun with, you know, me always giving you my toys and you never sharing your toys. You're allowed to say that. Just like adults need to learn a script in speaking with children, how to be honest and direct, but also developmentally appropriate. So that's new. That could be new. Once the adult learns that, the adult then can teach it to the child without being heavy-handed about it. It could be very matter-of-fact so that the child's open and comfortable. Or you could watch your child have a play date and they could be sharing and they could be really behaving appropriately. And you can reinforce that. You could say, I loved when I watched you play with Jimmy today, how nicely you were sharing. And you were both, you know, sharing both of your toys. And it was just really delightful to see that. I'm so glad. How did that make you feel? You know, you're saying what you liked about it as an observer. And then you're giving the opportunity for your child to talk about what worked for them. And you're just building this kind of communication. There's open communication that's really positive and that's really embedded in that communication. There are so many possible teaching points, certainly talking points, but teaching points too. So we're building character by teaching our children, you know, it's really important to be honest. If there is a bully at school that you actually like, but you're a little afraid of, you can even tell that to the child. You can say that. You can say, you know, I really want to be your friend, but I don't feel safe to be your friend when you're really mean to all the other kids. You're allowed to help your child learn how to believe in him or herself enough to share a difference with a friend or a classmate that might be uncomfortable. So that has to be taught too, how to have courage even when you're a little afraid. that is also building character. And so I wrote a book that's called Courage. And it was actually Olivia, my granddaughter, who shared, and this is a totally true story. One day she was saying to me how she felt that I had a lot of courage because when I had my son, who was my second child, I was a young mom, still a young mom, 24 years old, and he was born paralyzed from the waist down with spina bifida. And Olivia said, you know, this was how she presented her feeling that I had courage. She said, you know, I was talking to my mom the other day, which is my daughter, and she told me that when Joshua was born, he was born with spina bifida and was paralyzed from the waist down. And you must have had a lot of courage to be a young mommy who had two children and one was born paralyzed from the waist down. And I explained that, yes, you know, I guess there was courage there because I felt responsible for my newborn child who I needed to advocate for. But even though I had courage, I also felt afraid. You could be brave and you could be strong and you could be vulnerable and be afraid. And that was such a beautiful discussion that we had that I turned that discussion, that almost word for word discussion, into a book called Courage. So all of the books come from real dialogue. And they really have to come from real dialogue. Otherwise, you would see that they weren't true. And if they're not true, they wouldn't work as well. That's the thing about truth. It does kind of set you free, and it also speaks for itself. These books are so useful because the children really like them because they're truth seekers, but the adults really like them because the languaging is accurate. It's not pretentious. It's not belittling the child or the adult. It's just a way to have candid conversations with the intention of love. There's love in these books, and that's another thing that comes through. And when you're talking to your children after the frustration, after the difficulty, when you're talking to your children with the intention of wanting to help them build positive character, love is clearly at the forefront. You know, we want our children to be intelligent, but we want them to use their intelligence for that which is good. to serve, be served upon, to be contributing members to our society. And there's other characteristics or qualities that lead to a positive character. So we talked about some: honesty, compassion, empathy, all which could be taught, modeled, discussed, and taught, good sportsmanship, taking turns, being a good friend. All of those qualities can be taught in friendship and could be taught in being part of a family. How do we help each other? How do we support each other? If a certain amount of independence is needed for your children while we're all at home together, while you're all at home and mommies and daddies are working at home and children are learning on the computer at home, then let's talk about how to gain independence, which we can do another time, and we will. This time, just saying that the way we teach decency and the way we build positive character is through modeling the appropriate behavior and then marking it and noting it and really being comfortable as adults to not take things for granted, to not say, oh, my child knows that already. Because sometimes I, as a teacher, like there's a little expression where teachers, children are online and teachers, including myself, would say, okay, you need to stay in your own bubble. And it dawned on me that they didn't really understand their own bubble. And I remember I had a teacher friend who was teaching second grade at the time, and I was teaching kindergarten, first grade. And the teacher said, oh, one day we should change. You know, I'll do her class and she'll do my class. And I thought that was a great idea. And so we just changed classes for like 15 minutes. And she was the second grade teacher who also had third grade experience. And this was a kindergarten, first grade class. And she was like, oh, Mindy, you know, it's so amazing. Things I just took for granted that children would know what they meant, and they didn't. And that's really how it is. We can't take anything for granted. So don't be afraid to mark and note things, to say, wow, I really loved how you shared, or thank you so much for cleaning the table today after dinner, or that's so nice when you offered to help me with the dishes. The more positive you can make these kinds of experiences that you really want your child to be taking indirectly, like not to say, oh, it's, you know, it's your turn to do the dishes, you better do them now, and making it a negative, to catch them doing something great. Like in my class, I used to say, boys and girls, there's no tattling. that's only celebrating. If you're going to tell me something, I want you to be catching your friends doing something great. And here's the reason. We are what we pay attention to. So why do I want to, or do I want any of the children that I'm responsible for to be paying attention to negative things, just catching each other doing things that are going to get them in trouble? No way. I want this classroom to be a positive environment. So since we are what we pay attention to, if I encourage children to pay attention to all that's happening that's great, guess what? Everyone's going to be really positive and feel good about themselves. And that is another way to create characteristics that really lead to decency in human beings. So until next time, please feel free. Again, look at the books, because all of these subjects are included in the books. Just go to learnwithmeremotely.com. And the next time, we'll be discussing learning lessons, the benefit of learning lessons. Until next time, be well. Thank you so much.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Dr. is abbreviated DR, and the 1 is the number 1, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.